So welcome, November 30th. Oh my goodness, last day of the last month of this year. Incredible. Welcome. And what I've been really thinking about, well, listening to, I signed up for a six-hour course on inflammation. We had 3 hours last week and on today, actually right now, there's another 3 hours going on, so we're listening to the recordings. But it's so fascinating how talking about the role of the vagal tone in the vagus system. And when you look everywhere, what we can do with T-Touch to boost our immune systems and boost our vagal tone is so interesting. And this is what I wanted to talk about today, was the just going back to looking at parts of the body that we can work on that can make a difference, whether you get COVID or the new variant, or just to keep yourself, boost your system, we can pay attention to our ears. And I wanted to, first of all, just read you a few of these instances where ear T-Touch, just the ear T-Touch, made a huge difference in somebody's well-being. So I'm going to read a couple of these. And the reason I've done this kind of each time is that Valentina has suggested, it just reminds us of what we can do with these simple touches. So here I'm back to this thick book, 210 pages of case studies, and this is ear T-Touch for a heart attack. This is actually for anaphylactic shock, Jane Ritter, page 17. I just wanted to read a few of these. And here we go. Just to remind us. So after being stung by yellow jackets, a woman uses ear T-Touch on herself while awaiting emergency care. In September 1995, I was working in our woods in a very isolated location. I stepped into a buried yellow jacket nest and received multiple stings. By the time I reached our house, I was going into anaphylactic shock. I managed to call my neighbor four farms over, who came to take me to the nearest hospital 25 minutes away, and wrote, "I began to lose consciousness and had great difficulty breathing. Just before passing out, I remember the ear T-Touch and began to work my ears. The ear touch brought me back to consciousness and enabled me to breathe. When I reached the ER and my hand and arm were put into blood pressure cuff and digital oxygen meter, I began to lose consciousness again. I asked the nurse to free one hand so I could continue to work one ear until I received epinephrine. How do you say that?
Epinephrine?
Oh, epinephrine. Yes. Oh, it's a sort of heparin.
So,
isn't it?
She looked puzzled, but released one hand. I resumed ear work and on myself and remained conscious and breathing, received my shots and was able to leave the ER several hours later. This has done wonderful things for my two horses also, but it saved my life. And perhaps I have told this group, one of our German practitioners for dogs was out walking her dogs in the woods alone. And she was stung quite a ways from the car. And she said the first thing that happened, I mean, her hands, palms of her hands began to swell, then her stomach, then her feet, and she could just feel these places swelling and going numb. And she realized that she wasn't going to make it to the car, and she just started working her ears as she was walking, just doing the ear T-Touch. And she managed to get to the car, and there was another car, there was a couple there sitting in their car, and she asked them to please help her and get her, you know, she had the shot in the car and gave herself the shot, and she was survived. But she believed she would not have survived. And it's so interesting to hear these emergency situations with ear T-Touch, because just each day being able to use them whenever we're in trouble, or in the case if you get COVID or one of these variants, working these ears, just really systematically working the entire ear, out gently to the ridge. And let's just do this a moment together, because when we do, it's thumb behind the ear. Remember the forefinger on this little ear lobe, and that's where our head is. And then we go into the little valley of the ear, and just to do a little circle in the breath, and make sure that when you come off the rim, the edge of the ear, that you don't like flip it. You just like carefully go over it. And then when you go, put your thumb in that little indentation in the middle of the back of the ear where the trigeminal nerve comes in, and then gently up there and higher and up to the top of the ear. And if you just like right now, I've got to do this because, wow, my neck is so stiff on this right side. I don't know what's going on. I should be doing this while I'm talking to you. So what I'd like to do just, well, let's just keep doing this. Now, one of the things that I discovered in working with a friend, the brother of a friend's brother in the hospital in Vienna many years ago, I really focused on the rim of the ear, all the way up around the rim. And what I later saw somewhere, and I don't remember where it was, is that that can really boost the immune system. But I'm not so sure. But today I would say, boy, if I ever had that case again, I would focus on the whole ear. I would just like to know if any of you have something you would like to jump in and add to that. Sometime that you have just found that you remembered to go to your ears when you have a pain anywhere or when you're cold. I was really cold yesterday sitting in the doctor's office. We had to drive to Hilo and they had air conditioning, and I'd forgotten that to be prepared. And I was waiting a long time and I was just working my ears, and it didn't take 2 minutes, and the working the whole ear just gently. And I warmed up. Teresa.
Yes, today, as I said, I had the booster, and the doctor was here, and he made this his work. And I said, I welcome this vaccine, and I will go with him through my cells, and I will do, and I did what I did, actually, what I do is often when I feel a little bit, nose is coming like a cold, but not very important. So I also do only the border of the ear, and I can do that so nobody sees it. I'm just doing like that, and I had it today. It came something over like, hey, come on. I talk to myself by doing these little circles on the ear, and also obviously under the eyes, the older part like this. It's really, you have it all the time with you. It's really fantastic ear touch.
Yeah, that's the thing. We have it all the time with us. And how is your eye doing?
Are you asking me?
Yes,
Anna. About my eye?
Yeah.
Oh, every time it itches, I just do a T-touch. And I tell everybody, really, put your hands on your heart area. And really, a circle and a quarter. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out like an orca. And every day I look for orcas, every day.
I believe it. So are your eyes itchy much?
No, not like it has in the past. And as soon as it itches, I just go, oh, I love my eye. I love you. I love you. And then it just goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been reading my favorite book I've been reading is by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., The Real Anthony Fauci. And what he's talking about with his team, it is 100% amazing how many people could have been healed. So many people. It's incredible. So this book has just brought me into the center of just wishing that we actually really told the truth to each other, which I love here. So thank you.
So are you using eye drops?
Say it again.
Are you using eye drops?
No, not anymore. Mm-mm. Haven't used an eye drop. No. Mm-mm. And just to think I had a chance to work with these draft horses was amazing.
Oh,
great. I can't wait for one day for you to come to Seattle. I can't wait.
Cool. Nice. Okay, thank
you.
Anyway,
thank you for checking in about my eye. No, really helps. And of course, doing thyroid all the time. I went to the dentist and I felt like crying. You know, the amount of x-rays they want to put in this area, it's just incredible. I'm like, whoa, this is where we're going again. X-rays. Yeah, they put a little kind of thing on my chest area, but what about my brain? I just had to laugh. Anyway, that's a lot to do about nothing. Our teeth. When I think about them taking out my wisdom teeth when I was a little girl, and then eventually taking out my tonsils, instead of waiting for my jaw to actually grow and find out how my teeth might move. Yeah, it's kind of scary right now what happens to the youth around vaccines.
Well, you know, one of the things, you know, that I think within this terms, like, of course, my tonsils are out and all my wisdom teeth are gone, and I'm 84. And so it did happen. And perhaps in the future that won't happen. But I think it's really important, yeah. Anna, that we bring, find a way. Yeah. Instead of focusing on that, on the negative.
No, it wasn't a negative. I got aware of it. So now I'm really connecting with my ear and then connecting right in that corner where the jaw actually moves. And with my tongue, like getting one to get back there and just ask, telling myself, I'm here to heal. And healing is the answer. And I so appreciate everyone in this community who's always talking about ways to heal. It's beautiful. So thank you.
And remember that we can increase our vagal tone by forgiveness. And as you're doing, you know, talking to the parts, the wisdom teeth, because the image is still there in our brain. And our tonsils are still there energetically. So, that's something to think about. I never thought until I said that. That's kind of interesting. You just did the best they could at the time. So, any other thoughts on this ear tea touch? Any other ways that you have used it? Angela.
I've used it when I've got a headache and just sort of working the ear. I sort of do a mixture really of sort of working the ear and sometimes just doing tea touch on the head and doing the sort of hair circles and slides. And I've found that's been quite effective.
Yes, going back to this hair tea touch is just amazing. I think we need continuous reminding of that. Nancy, how about you as a Feldenkrais practitioner? Where are you finding tea touch helpful to you?
Well, it's my sister who is the practitioner. So I just go to her classes.
Oh.
but she has used the heart hug And she's very, and she asks me sometimes, since she does her classes over Zoom now, she asks me sometimes to, you know, to weigh in on T-Touch. And I want to have a talk with her sometime about ear T-Touch, because I find that really intriguing. And I don't, you know, I'm not well enough versed in it yet, through experience, but I think it would be something that would be really, she would really be interested in incorporating.
Well, it's so simple. That's the thing. And the beautiful thing is you can't hurt. That is another possibility. Tyra, hi. Ah, I was just, you read my mind. I thought, wait a minute, Kat, who's Kat? Who is Kat? Got you. Thank you. So I, because of that, you know, I want to read you a couple more of these cases. And actually, I'm going to tell you again, just because it has been life-saving, this concept, if somebody has a heart attack, that while you are getting them or on their way for help or waiting for help, you cannot hurt by doing this ear T-Touch, and you can save a life. This idea, if somebody's heart stopped, you cannot hurt them by doing ear T-Touch. And one of the problems with somebody doing CPR, if you don't really know for sure that the heart is stopped, you can kill them. And with ear T-Touch, you can get the heart started and you just keep doing this. And we've had several cases. I mean, my dad, if my dad had a really low pulse, and if he got hot in the winter, like shoveling snow, his heart would stop. And my mom said, no worries, just do ear T-Touch. I mean, this happened several times. And when he had a stroke, one time on a Friday in Canada, you couldn't get help until Monday. And so mom just did ear T-Touch over the whole weekend with him. And Monday, she actually went to one of our practitioners who she's a physical therapist, and did ear T-Touch on him. And by Tuesday, he was normal. Hey, there you are, Miss. Hello. So Denise, I thought about you a lot as I was listening to this talk on the inflammation. And I remembered our conversation where you said there was no time in the classroom to do T-Touch before. I mean, heart hugs rather. And when you look at the effect of stress and fear on the nervous system and on our whole immune system, inflammation, all of this, on the vagal tone, just really thinking about this, wait a minute, it should be requirement in these school situations that you take 2 minutes and take that time for the teacher and the students to breathe and to get into heart coherence, because otherwise you just can't think. And it's really like, it's so easy to think, I have no time to do this, and then realize, wait a minute, when we stay in that state of stress, we can't think, and we can just shift that a little bit with the heart hug.
It's really funny, because today I think about the same thing, and in the morning, because I stand up very tired, and the first 2 hours the day I had my class, the seventh grade, and I asked them, if you wish, or somebody who wish to learn more about the heart hug and all the things around this, can came to me in my break, 1 hour break on the day. That was at the fifth hours, school hour. And students, a little bit gibt's das Wort, Kirsten, Nerd? So ein bisschen Nerd.
Ja, nerdy.
My fourth nerdies ask me, yeah, you want to show us this? We want to learn more about the heart hug and the things around the physics. And so I talk about the cell building and how it happens with the T-touch and the heart hug and the heart coherence and all these things. And they are very, very interested in. And but I have to say one thing. It's in the final time, the last 5 minutes or so, I see in the face of this child, they don't really understand how should they feel the 1 1/4. And they are against all rules in the corona time. I show them with my hand on their hand and I show, look, this is 1 1/4, how you should make it. And you have to feel, this is only one circle, this are two circles. Can you feel it? That's not right. Yeah, yeah. And when I make 1 1/4, what you feel? And yeah, that's very much better. And now I understand. And sometimes it's not the right thing to talk about. I have to show them. They have to feel it. And it's a bit against my rules as a teacher. Never touch a child. But in this thing and in this reason, I have to make it. And they fought really, really get big eyes. And now I understand. I feel it. And that was very, very interesting. And after this, they try again the heart hug. And yeah, it feels better. That's what I have to talk about today.
Great. And the thing is, when you think about the, when somebody asks me, and it happens often when I'm giving a demo, they'll say, well, why do you start at 6 o'clock? And so I can say, come up and I'll show you. But I can also lead them to say, okay, and let's just do it all now ourselves. You can see, so you imagine the face of the clock. And if you start, instead of starting at 6, you go up to 12. And you start, because 12, you'll go down and just try and think of 5 quarter circles, like 5 little arcs. So you're at your 12, you go 12 down to 3. What's the feeling? Like this little arc, try it, 12 to 3, and then to 6. And then when you come up from 6 to 9, it's a relief, isn't it, as you come up? And then you go to 12 and then you go down again and it's like a downer. Now it's interesting because Donna Eden, apparently, in the class that I took from one of her practitioners, says that anything that's downward brings your energy down. Interesting thought. And so when you start at 6 and you do a little scoop, like an arc, scoop up, just feel it, scoop up to this imagined 9. It's a lift, and then up to 12. And then when you go down the other side and then back to 6 and up to the 9, you can feel just each time as you go around, like, okay, arcing. Now, if you go straight up, and you'll find, I've watched people over the years, as you do the 1 1/4 circles, many people go from 6, zhuk, up to 9. It's like straight up instead of arcing. Feel when you make that scoop the difference, and then up to 12 and around. So just do this a couple of times. Now try going just like 6 straight up to 9. And then straight up to 12, like instead of arcing, and then straight down to the 3, 6 and 9. And then do really gently, really softly moving the tissue. And what's so interesting in what was I listening to? It's another class I was listening to. It was on our Saturday. Maybe you heard it, Jewel. It was a talk by Dr. Ricky Schultz. Amazing talk, talking about the, come on, Linda. The skin over our muscles. Help me with the word.
Fascia.
Fascia, thank you. Talking about our fascia and how when we address the body lightly, we can affect it at the cellular level and at the fascia, and that affects the whole. But when you go deeper, that goes to the muscles, goes beyond the fascia, which is interesting because when you think of that study, that 2000 person study of the American Massage Association that showed that the deep work on the body activated the cortisol and way less oxytocin, and light work activates the oxytocin, the trust hormone. And when you think about that in terms of this lighter work, and sometimes, how many of you found if you have a pain somewhere, it totally depends on the pain, but sometimes it's better to go deeper at first. Has anybody found that? Like if I have, for instance, if I have a joint pain, I will, if it was rheumatoid arthritis and inflamed, poof, I would have to go very, very lightly. But when it's just a pain in the joint and I go really deep for 3 or 4 circles and then do a few light ones, it's gone. And it's so interesting. It's something to, you know, really play with, is the difference in the various touches, the various depth and the pressure of the touches. Kirsten, could you pull up the ear images from, it's in the your membership site, but I wanted to go over because we haven't done that with this group. Oops, maybe she's not hearing me. Oh, she's still on the phone trying to straighten out the insurance. Okay. Well, I'll send her a text message, and I'm going to, first of all, any of you jump in with any comments that you have now, just about what I've said about those quarter circles. How was that when you go like 4 lines, 5 lines, or 5 arcs? Who feels the difference in that?
Linda.
Yep.
It's Tyra.
Yes.
I think the straight lines, you tend to go deeper, a little more jerky, and it's not as fluid. It doesn't feel as good. But I also have a question about the upward movement, because Tellington touch is extremely good for the lymphatic system because it's such a light touch.
Yes.
Basically the skin. But there's times when you're supposed to be going down, and there's times you're supposed to be going up to work with the flow. And you end up with the flow going in the wrong direction sometimes with the Tellington touch because you're going in a circle. I haven't noticed that it's been a problem. I was just curious.
Well, it's interesting because I think that depends on the system that you're following. For instance, in Germany, I once went to have a session because I was interested in what they did in normal lymph drainage. And all they did was these tiny little circles over and over and over and over, over and over and over and over and over in one spot, and then go to another over and over and over and over and over. I don't know how the practitioner could have stood it, because it's just unbelievable, just on one spot. And I'm sure that's just one form of lymph drainage, because another one that I had from a Russian practitioner on a ship, on a cruise, was completely different. So perhaps that depends on what system that you've learned.
I've learned two systems, manual lymph drainage and the Chikli method. And they're basically small movements in a particular direction, depending on what part of the body you're working on with your fingers. A very gentle, very light, just trying to move just the skin. And lots of times you'll put a curve into it. You don't make a circle, but you do sometimes use a curve because that's can be more effective in certain places. And it depends on, you know, how much room you have, how big the space is you're working on, and that sort of thing.
Interesting. And it's so fascinating, the variety of possibilities. So I don't know the answer to that. I only know that, for instance, one of our practitioners in Germany had her own physical therapy practice for many, many years. And what she said is that the T-touch was so much more effective than the lymph drainage that she had done before. So I think it depends. I wonder how much it depends on our feeling or our belief. Be interesting. We won't know, will we? That fascinating. So have you played with it, like without just feeling rather than thinking about it?
Oh yeah. Lots of times I'll combine T-touch when I'm doing a lymphatic session. You know, yeah. And right. So I haven't had any problems or issues. But I was just thinking about how the thinking was behind it.
Yeah, fascinating. So any other thoughts? I'm going to read a couple more of these.
Linda, may I just ask something because of the heart hug? I saw people doing the heart hug starting from 6, as we do, going to 9, 12, 3, 6, to 9 and going back to 6. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, that's our circle with the snail's tail.
And so if you think that it goes down with the energy, because it's a sort
of. What I think about it, I think it's grounding.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because that's a really, I thought the first thing when I heard that, that theory from Donna Eden, because it's certainly. Think about it, like when we go down the body, we ground. We go from the top to the bottom. It's interesting.
Yeah.
And when we do the lick of the cow's tongue on a person, we go up and down the arm on the back. So it's a really good question. And that was my thinking. Who knows if it's true, but it's certainly feeling, isn't it? After you've had, for instance, the octopus on the leg, where you do I haven't done an octopus for so long on a person. So when you
apologize, Linda. Sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Do you need the ear chart now or a little later?
Yeah, pull it up. That'd be great. Okay. So when it's down, connecting to the earth when we go down. That's what I think, because. How many of you have tried 1 1/4 and a pause, a breath, and a quarter circle back? In the case of chronic pain, I discovered that once when I'd broken a rib and was really painful after a week, and I started doing that, and I've been doing it ever since for chronic stuff.
Linda, can you make me a co-host, please? Oh.
Got it.
Thank you.
Angela, I saw you say something. What? Oops.
Just I've tried it before. When my back was really bad, then I was adding on the snail tail to the touches.
And how was that for you?
Yeah, I found it very helpful.
So I certainly don't know the explanation. That's the only thing that I could think of, because we have found it so helpful and different from either 1 1/4 or 1 1/4 and a lift straight up, not over to 12. How different that one is. That one, just try it on your arm before we go to the ear. Just 1 1/4, and you at 9, you go straight up toward the heavens, being careful not to go over in the, and now do 1 1/4 and just go upward and lifting the skin more in the direction of 12. It puts my belt, my body doesn't like it. It's very different when I do a lift in. It kind of wants me to fall off to the side. Where is the circle 1 1/4? And straight up is a very uplifting. And when you hold it up there, take a deep breath and just hold, and then ease it back down. Just following it back down makes a huge difference. Well, so I want to just look at this ear T-touch now. This is one that there are many, many different, and look at, for instance, in the red where the teeth and the upper jaw is, because I don't think we have a little image in there of the showing the shape of the human with the head down here, and then do we?
I'm just going through.
There it is. Isn't that interesting? You see where the jaw is and the fingers. That's really interesting. Following the arm up and the fingers at the top, huh? I haven't seen one like this. The ones that I have seen before, it seems to me I remembered more the feet going up more on the outside, but this is pretty interesting. Any of you who know this form have any thoughts on this? So just unmute yourself if you do. So let's go back to where we were, where you started, Kirsten. There. Now, how I came to realize about the effect on the vagus nerve system, on the vagus nerve, is we were doing a workshop on horses, riding, weekend riding in southern Germany. And I can't remember how we got started on this, but one of the students wrote to me after and said that she had seen, I think we were talking about seizures for some reason in the class. I don't know why. And so I was saying how the success we've had with seizures of just going into this little bowl of the ear right there and then doing a circle and a slide out to the edge, and you can stop a seizure in a human. I mean, I have had the experience on a plane of stopping it like in moments. And so we were talking about that. And so she wrote and she said that she had found a little apparatus, an advertisement for an apparatus that you scraped right below the ear with this little scraper, and you could stop seizures with it because it affected the vagus nerve. Interesting. And so then when we started working with this, and we just noticed here, look at, is this the best one? I'm trying to see, darn it. Can't see these letters well enough. There's actually one that I wanted to get is where the heart, oops. Let's find the heart here.
It's H.
Oh, the other way. It's
all the way on the bottom. Right.
Yeah, I see it, sorry. So you see, can I see these? Yeah, there's the H. You see where the heart is and you see where the lungs are. So for breathing, right in there, it's the same thing, breathing and heart is right in that same little bowl or the conch of the ear, that little place in there. And that's where for years, I mean, we've had so much success with somebody having their heart stop just doing that in the ear. And the, just look at, around and see, look at these starting at the top, prostate, bladder, H, bladder, that's kind of interesting. So it's interesting for me because of my bladder stuff. Let's look here in the ear itself, way up there. Interesting. Uterus, just kind of look around and play with your ear. Take your ear, put your thumb behind, so it's between your forefinger and your thumb, and just touch some of these places on your ears. And that's kind of interesting along the spine there, isn't it? Just doing little circles along that yellow line, the coccyx, all the way from the coccyx. I need this one. Interesting. And it's funny, I want to turn upside down. Okay. Find some place, any place here that attracts you. Angela, how is that following that area for you along the back? And Jennifer? Interesting. My back is wanting to start to move as I work that yellow line.
Linda, I've just emailed the acupuncture ear chart to you and to Kirsten in case you ever want to use it. But like my issue is the lower spine, the lumbar area, and there's quite a depression, which I've known about for a long time, but there's quite a depression just out of interest along the, just above the coccyx along that ridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Linda, do you want me to share that chart?
Yes, please. Angela, how does that feel for you along that area? Is that interesting?
Yes, it is. Yes. I'm also thinking I need to file my nails down. I think it would be a lot easier with shorter nails.
Oh, yes. Mine are short. That would be quite different. Although maybe you could do the lightest little T-touch. This is much harder to follow.
Well, this chart is probably more detailed than you would necessarily want to use, but
right,
it's just following the same pattern of the other one. Yep. And if you want, like I found it useful to print it out and then just highlight the points that I wanted to use.
Yes.
But it's very specific.
The lungs and the heart are just such two really things, parts that we've used for years. In the case of shock, you can bring a person out of shock and keep them out of shock with this. That's the thing I really want you to all to think about and know. Or, you know, if you have the flu, oh my God, just working this, the whole ear, but along the edge, that's the thing, the whole rim. I have found, I've had really good luck with that. Bringing a person to a state of function along that area. Jennifer, do you have any thoughts on that around the rim? Where you've heard me talk about the guy, the brother in the with malaria in the Vienna hospital, that they didn't think he was going to make it. And I worked for him for 2 hours and mostly I worked on the rim. And then another really interesting case, I was flying from Zambia with a friend and we were going through Geneva to Washington and we were, you know, changing planes and she got suddenly really ill. She just could hardly sit up. And she's a really healthy person. I said, listen, we're taking you to emergency. You cannot get on the plane like this. And she said, well, I have to. I've got to get to a meeting when she was landing. And I said, okay, I'm going to give you 15 minutes on your ears. And if you're not better, I'm not responsible for you. We've got to get help. And I just did this, circles on her whole ears, just sitting there in the airport. And it took, I don't know, it must have taken a good 15 minutes. And she just straightened up. If she'd been a dog, she would have shaken herself, got back on the plane, and she was totally fine. And we've had so many situations on the plane. We've got, I don't have them in here, but one of our veterinarians, Danielle Azur, was flying from Canada home to Germany. And a woman on the plane, she was flying with a person accompanying her. She had Alzheimer's and just started to really lose it and wandered off the plane. And they were thinking they were going to have to turn the plane around. That's how bad it was. And Daniela asked if she could help. And she just started doing the ear to touch gently. And the woman went to sleep and slept the whole flight. I mean, these are stories that it's really helpful when you're in emergency. There's a tendency to totally forget it. And all the cases we've had over the years where somebody's been badly injured, man, while you're waiting for help, don't move them. Just be able to gently work their ears carefully without moving their head. Victoria, I'm so happy to see you. I hope you've been feeling I've been written you so many letters in my head and I just haven't had the energy to follow through, but you're here. Welcome. I'm so happy to see you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here too. And it's been a little rough, but things are better. And I wish you, maybe we can talk sometime instead of you writing letters in your head. I've been talking to you in my head, so.
Yes, we'll talk on the phone.
Something.
But yeah. can you just tell us a little bit? Would you be willing to share yourself with us? Because that was such a big thing before when you were able to do that. And because we are really, this is a community that is here for each other. And
that has been a little challenging, has been some some things happening in the family, and I don't feel like talking about it, but sad things.
Right. Yeah.
And just how everything is going in such a strange direction in our lives. And it's, I don't know, it is, I have really been not as grounded as I would like to be.
Yes. Have you managed to do heart hugs on yourself?
Yes, and not enough, you know, but I am, yeah, and when I wake up in the middle of the night or something, I do that. Just right now, I'm just going to do it just because you're talking about it.
Right. And,
sometimes crisis is, it just takes over somehow, so I allowed it to take over.
But well, today,
yeah, and I was not able to really somehow connect with you the way I wanted. I've been in a sort of a state of panic. So you wrote letters in your mind, and I'm trying to call you in my mind. And
great. And
here I am now.
Good. And I want you all to know that anytime you feel that you want to pick up the phone and call me, do so. And it's better to call. You can leave a text, but sometimes I don't see them right away. So if you really need me, like you just really call. And Kirsten, can you write my phone number in the chat so that you...
The cell phone, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, my cell phone. Right. Yes. I really want you to understand that. I mean, this community of support is such a opportunity for us to really be there for each other.
Thank you. That is really important. Really, really, really.
Yeah.
It is such a strange time, you know, like we are, I was speaking to a neighbor of mine today on the phone. It took us 2 days to connect, to be able to speak on the telephone to each other. We live across the street from each other, and nobody's, you know, nobody wants to be out there because of what is going on. So, and it felt very good to be talking to her, but it took all this time to get in touch with each other. And this to me, I can't tell you how frustrating it is, because I was all my life a people person. To reach out to people and be with people, and to be isolated is just drives me nuts. It drove me crazy, you know, like desperate.
It is such a time also in this workshop that I'm listening to right now on inflammation. One of the things that she started off by saying is how it's affected us not to be able to see the expression on our faces.
Yes.
And Denise, how it must be for children in the classroom not to be able to see their teacher's face.
Yes.
And go through this, and that we can't. I noticed something. It was really touching yesterday, and at Costco. Costco is the place I go to meet people. I mean, that's so funny. I don't mean meet, interact. And I have my dog, and he's really cute. And so everybody wants to talk to him. Oh, Sandra is calling right now. Just hold on a second. Let me see what's going on.
Sure.
Hi, Sandra. Sandra, can you hear me?
Sorry, Linda, that was Kim checking my phone, not meaning to call you. I'm sorry. Can you hear me? Oh, shit.
Okay, so let me continue, Sandra, here with Victoria, and then we'll talk after. So, Victoria, this is this thing of, as you say, like, how was it that you were not able to get her? The phone wasn't working, or she couldn't answer?
I'm sorry?
How was it that you were not able to reach your neighbor across the street?
No, we texted each other, and we wanted to get together to talk about something, and a certain subject that, you know, we were interested in connecting with. And to it took whatever, 2 days, whatever, however long time, to in the past, before this thing, this pandemic that we are in, I would just go over there and knock on the door. But now it's like she's texting me, I'm texting her, and eventually we create a date that we are going to talk on the phone, just like that. You know, it's so crazy. I mean, it drives me nuts.
So you're so isolated, yes.
Yeah, that isolated is just, and not everybody is, you know, like somehow, some of my neighbors, they have children, they have families. So the kids, I mean, they don't, you know, they go to school and all that stuff. But yeah. I don't know, it's just, that's how it is.
Do you have a cat?
Not anymore, unfortunately, no cat. Why, you have a cat to give?
No, but you really, it really makes a difference to have a cat or a dog,
yeah,
or
yeah,
or even a guinea pig or a bird or somebody. The trouble with birds, I always feel so bad. I had a pair of macaw, but I let him fly around the house and it's kind of destructive. But I mean, seriously, having some being there to pat, to detach, to hold, makes such, I think it's really, really important to our health.
Yes, yes.
If you don't have a friend with you or someone you can really talk to, like with my
husband. No, I'm not alone. I have my husband and I are together. Yeah. I have a husband.
I have my husband too, but I never see him. He's in his office. I see him when he walks around, he gets his own breakfast or mine sometimes. Then he comes up at lunch, he sits down in front of the TV and he looks at, you know, the things he wants to see for the night. So we say hello and then he goes down and then he comes up at night and then he goes and sits there. And so it's not a conversation.
Yeah,
I mean, it's interesting.
No, you're right. You're right.
It's not a connection. That's why I go to Costco a lot. And people were so kind yesterday. I couldn't believe it, how polite people were, and, you know, just kind of getting in line. Oh, you go ahead. You don't have much. I mean, I was wondering how often that happens. And people are kind of doing this eye thing, really looking at each other, trying to like express through their eyes.
I thought that
also.
Yes. Yes. I know. I also, we went to a supermarket yesterday too. And just walking around there and looking at everything and looking at everybody, it was like a little mini vacation.
Exactly.
Mini vacation from solitude.
Yes, and it's the solitude. That's why I really encourage you to go and get a really friendly kitty from the shelter.
You know, I've been thinking about that. Actually, I had a cat, but here, when I moved to this, where I moved to, I became allergic to cats. So after my last cat, I haven't had any because I became allergic because this was, I don't know how polluted it is now, but it was an extremely polluted state.
Do you know, Victoria, that there are kitties without hair?
About what?
There are cats without fur.
Naked cats. Yeah, I know them. I've seen them.
But you wouldn't be allergic to them.
Yeah. Well, no, I would try another cat. I mean, there are enough cats on the street. I can probably pick up some. Really, there's an area here nearby where people, it's like apartment complex, small apartments. And people come and go, and they leave the cat behind, so you can find cats.
Oh my God, poor cat. Well, I really encourage you. How many of the rest of you get a lot of love from your animals?
Everybody, right?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much everybody here has them. I mean, it's really incredible. I can't imagine. Now, I don't know about Kirsten's cat. That cat has a lot to say.
He's wonderful, but the screaming is getting hard. Can you show
us the cat, Kirsten?
I think he's outside, actually.
Oh, okay. And you know, cat is the boss, right? That's the problem. That is the difference between dog and cat. The cat is the boss.
That's right. The cat is the boss. No question. Yes.
This could help.
What could help?
Just to hug.
Absolutely. Yes.
I have a lot of them.
Just a moment. Oh, my God.
All right.
For Victoria, this is no problem with hair. It's just nice just to have it. And sometimes I take the ones from Kalika, my dog. She loves them too.
That's good.
Because you can hold them like that and you can make touch on them.
Yes.
And give look at Linda.
Yes.
Oops, hold on a minute.
I know you have a collection. You have a collection. Nice.
I only have three left and I'm feeling so bad because I sent away three. I gave them to a family and I'm not even, they didn't ask for them. So I'm not sure that they're okay. I know that sounds terrible, but look at, Teresa gave me this bear with wings many, many years ago. And these guys, they helped us in a senior home do T-Touch on seniors because everybody looked at their little faces and loved them.
Nice. But I have stuff, I have like this too.
Where are they?
I have little stuffed animals myself. Pets.
Sandra's looking. So what are yours and Victoria? Look at Sandra, that is amazing.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Well, so we're going to take a little 10-minute break here. And okay. When we come back, I would like us to do some actual touches on our spine from the front and the back.
Okay.
And
that's great.
I think we'll do it first like this, and then we'll go, let's see if we go into the forest. There's still a few ear T-Touch stories I want to share with you. So we'll come back at 18 after the hour.
Linda, okay. I apologize, but I will go to sleep to look after my vaccination. So have a good time, and I hope to we see on Saturday night, yeah. Right?
Right.
Okay.
And because are you doing ear T-Touches?
I did. Look at my ear, it's already red. I do it, I will continue. But I think Denise told me not to make too much sport. So I go and make the night sport. I go to sleep.
Good. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And one of the things, Teresa, I want to say on the ears, do the T-touches so gently that they don't get red.
Yeah. Well, it's because I did it now for the whole time, thinking on this vaccination. So it was.
Perfect. All right.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
Sweet dreams. Much love to Umberto.
Thank you very much. Ciao, ciao to everybody.
Okay. Bye. 20 after.
Linda, he's a puppet.
Oh, he's very nice.